Further details revealed today in the Daily Telegraph about the extent of what is planned for Badgerys Creek Airport. Basically, twin parallel runways of 3.7 kilometres each. They would run in an east-west direction. It would enable A380s, 777s to be able to land at the Badgerys Creek Airport, and we are talking about a major operation. Of course, what does it mean for roads and traffic in the area? What does it mean for investment in some of the areas around Badgerys Creek? Well, Ned Manoon is someone who's been watching this closely. He's the Mayor of Liverpool, and he's on the line. Ned Manoon, good morning.
Morning, Stuart.
You're excited already seeing some of the potential flow-ons from all of this?
Mate, this is wonderful. Western Sydney is booming and Liverpool is at the heart of this boom. 12 months ago when the decision was made, we've seen a lot of people who are now looking at Liverpool and saying, firstly, Badgerys Creek is fully within our local government area.
Yeah.
And secondly, Liverpool is actually seated between the two airports.
Yes.
So a lot of investors are now saying, this is where we should be putting our money. We see significant opportunities, whether it's your mum and dad who are buying a unit or whether it's an investor who's buying industrial land. There are some massive opportunities, and it's really good. What it means is, ultimately, as residents of Sydney, we all benefit from this.
And you're already seeing a surge in the number of developers and others lodging applications for numbers of apartments in the area?
Yeah, we currently have over 1,000 units being built within the city. Our first 90-metre buildings are being constructed as we speak, a project. So you're actually in Liverpool, they're going to start developing a skyline. And we have a wonderful river down on the Georges River, and it's around 50 hectares of land right next to the train station, right on the river, which is being turned into a residential accommodation. So it's really, really good. It's bigger than Barangaroo, put it that way.
Yeah. Now, of course, all of that's good. We hear about influx of populations. We'll often hear about a lag in the infrastructure. What do we do with some of the roads, which already in parts of Liverpool are very busy? What do we do to accommodate all of those people who are going to come into the area, taking advantage of that location between Badgerys Creek and Kingswood Smith airports?
Yeah, look, I think the government, both federal and state, are doing a good job with that. With obviously now the new West Connect that's going to get built, where now Mike Baird has been re-elected. Tony Abbott has put the $3.5 billion federal roads package, which is going to provide some significant, infrastructure before the airport gets going. Having said that, there's some more work to do. There's always going to be a small little pinch point. But these are, I think, overall in the scheme of things, having people living in a city centre with good access to public transport is going to be a very positive.
Because you look at what they're talking about now with these plans having been released today, and part of the airport would actually run through what is the existing part of the Northern Road. So you'd be talking about some sort of diversion of the Northern Road around where the airport would be. It would also cut across part of Badgerys Creek Road. Of course, not too far away, you've got Elizabeth Drive, which might also have to be altered. The Northern Road, they're major roads as it is. A lot of disruption in the meantime. Time, wouldn't there?
Yes, indeed. And look, I think that's what happens. Sorry, my son just walked in.
You're right.
What's happened is we're going to have we're having the investment with the Northern Road being diverted. I think a new M9 is going to be built. But it's now the time to do it before the airport gets built. Now the time to do it, and it's starting to happen.
And so you think there is the forethought, the planning going on? Because it seems to me that, you know, we've sat on this proposal for Badgerys Creek for the better part of 30 years. Now suddenly someone's decided we'll hit the go button and it's all somehow got to happen all at once.
Yeah, well, we've got 9 years for it to actually, I think they're saying it's going to happen. So it's moving. We've got, I think the Department of Planning has put aside, you know, we've got 10,000 hectares of employment land right near the airport. Which is a very positive, which is protecting that area. So there's some really good thought into it. If you're ever planning Sydney again and you think where's the best spot to put the airport, you definitely put it at Badgerys Creek, not at Kingsford Smith.
You think so? That is the view. What feedback do you get from residents and others about this? Because there's still some lingering concern. We've seen people like Jackie Kelly and others basically running on a no Badgerys Creek airport stance. What's the general mood you get from people?
The general mood is a significant amount of optimism, and I can't stress that enough. People are really, really looking forward to this. There are some people who are concerned, there's no doubt, And those concerns will be dealt with, and hopefully will people in advocating that are dealt with through the EIS process. But people are saying, yeah, it's changing. This is what we need. They're seeing progress. They're seeing they have an opportunity to get some local jobs, and that's a big driver. If what they're talking about now is 80 million passengers through there, that equates to around 80,000 jobs, because every million passengers equals around 1,000 jobs.
Because what we're talking about with Badgerys Creek, I think they're saying in terms of area, it would be virtually double what we've got at Sydney's Kingsford Smith.
Yeah, I think we're looking at around 20 square kilometres versus 9 square kilometres.
Yes.
But importantly, there's 10,000 hectares of employment land just to the northeast of it. So there's a lot of protected land around there. But we've got to bear in mind this. We're building a city the size of Canberra out in the back of Liverpool over the next 20 years. So where are these people going to work? How are they going to get to work? And that's why we support this, because we need to provide jobs close to home. So when you're traveling, you're not stuck in traffic all day. You actually have time for your kids. You've got time to walk the dog. You've got time for life. And these are some of the big positives that we will see. So I think over the next 10 years that this airport gets built, it's going to be exciting. And then the following 10 years after that, it's even more exciting. So it's a good thing for Sydney.
And what do you think about the idea of a curfew? I know ultimately it's a decision for the federal government. Do you think curfew should apply as it does with Kingsford Smith? Or do you think, given where it is, that land having been isolated for many years, that it should operate without a curfew?
I think what we need to look at is, one, this is not a decision for politicians. I think we should leave it to the experts to make that decision. This land has been planned for 40 years. It's been earmarked. There's been a lot of advances in technology with airplanes. You know, now look at an A380, significantly quieter than a 747. So I think there's a smart way of going about this, and I think we'll leave that to the federal government and through the EIS process to go through it.
But you're obviously leaning against the idea of a curfew by the sounds of that.
Oh, look, like I said, I've never built an airport. I'm not an expert in airports. But, you know, there's different ways of achieving the outcomes that there's quiet planes that you could use it. So it's very easy to say, let's have a curfew. But the reality is, you know, I think there's better ways to achieve the outcomes and look at people's concerns.